Welcome to the Good News Bay Podcast, where we are making Bay County brighter one conversation at a time. I am so excited about today's podcast and these special individuals that we're going to get to talk to. We are talking about education. We're talking about mentoring students. We are talking about making a brighter Bay. Actually, a better way for a brighter Bay is the exact initiative slogan there that our Bay County Chamber of Commerce has put together as a part of a community-wide initiative to challenge businesses to be a part of really helping and encouraging schools and students in particular. There's a mentoring component to that, which we're talking about, and we're going to give some options today. So we have representatives with us of several different mentoring options in Bay County. And so I'm going to introduce them real quickly, and then we will dig into to each of those opportunities. Dr. Cook is Dr. Jim Cook is a cardiologist, created a practice here many years ago in the 70s, practiced and did a lot of fascinating things over probably 20-year period or more until he retired, still an active part of our community. And you're involved heavily with Take Stock in Children.
That's right, and I've been doing that for over 15 years. As part of Bay Educational Foundation, which is a charitable arm with offices over in the Nelson Building, they select students that are considered at risk for poor outcomes, and that's based on their income level, their family situation. We know that if we mentor these students, we can increase the graduation rate from 70% to 97%. We can increase the attendance in college from 21% to 81%. So it really makes a dramatic difference to these at-risk kids. It's very simple. You just sign up with them. They do a background check. And then you meet with the kid once a week. I used to take lunch to them, and we talk about life. And the insights that you can give a kid can change his life. For instance, I had one time, I took a briefcase with a place setting and two forks, you know, a knife and a spoon and the dessert fork. My wife wanted to take a spork, but I said no. But anyway, I showed him how a place setting, you know, eat to the left, drink to the right, where a bread plate goes. And anyway, he's quiet, all of this. And then it turns out his mother works for a friend of mine, and he got the story. The kid went home and gathered the family that evening and said, here, this is what this fork is for, and this is where you eat, and this is where you drink, and gave the family lesson. Said they'd been to the Firefly restaurant. Nobody knew what to do. And so this changed the whole family's outlook.
This is great. That's great. You know, I find you so fascinating, Dr. Cook, because you're a person. There's obviously going to be some people that are watching or listening that may not know your story, but you have, over the years, you've grown to love Bay County. You're originally from Marianna. You won an incredible award with the Chamber this past year in January. Man, they were so, there's so many things that you've accomplished. And the reality is there are people that would want to eat lunch with you every day to pick your brain about a whole host of things, from business to medicine and a variety of other things. And one of the questions I ask you, and we'll talk about why we mentor in a couple of minutes, but like you're on this podcast giving me your time and this community your time and actually taking your time as a mentor when you could be doing a whole bunch of other things. You obviously think it makes a difference.
Well, it does make a difference, and you know, you get to meet with the kid and get to know him, and I know that things change. When I'm on my fourth kid, and I'm getting a new one next month. It will be a senior at Mosley, and I think that's fun.
I know when I was speaking with you beforehand, you were so excited that you're fixing to get another one. And in fact, I asked you, I'm like, hey, are you just going to be talking about a program you've been a part of in the past? Are you actively involved? And you're like, oh, no, I still mentor kids. And I think it's a beautiful thing. Like, each of you that are here to represent a mentoring program that you are an active part of. And it's incredible and important because people learn best whenever it's things are modeled for them, right? And so you guys are actively participating in that. Now, the program that you're involved in, because I'm going to go ahead and elaborate a little bit right here, there are some scholarships that are available, a pretty rigid commitment from the kids. That they have an application process, and they have some things they have to commit to. Obviously they're going to come from a certain demographic background or have a need for what you're offering, but they're making a commitment, and kind of as a mentor, you're making a commitment to be in their life over a significant period. Is that right?
That's right. First of all, the kids are selected to be quote unquote at risk of not doing well, and that can be due to their family situations. It can be due to poverty. It can be due to lack of initiative. But they'll select the kids and pair them up with the mentor. And the kid has to agree to keep the grades up, stay off drugs and alcohol, attendance. And if they meet with the mentor at the end of graduation from high school, they'll get a free ride to college. You get a scholarship. And that's a pretty good deal. Mm-hmm. Now, and I've said before that the graduation rate from high school raises from 70% for at-risk kids right. to 97% if you're mentored. So that means we're making a difference.
I want to make note as well, there may be some people watching that have a student that they know that needs to be mentored, or a grandchild, or know someone whose child is struggling and they're looking for help. I think that there'll be a lot of information in the show notes, and that will be links available not just for Take Stock and Bay, but for each of these. I think I would be remiss as well, knowing who kind of the audience is. Bay Education Foundation is like the, I think the, if I understand it right, it's kind of the funding group that helps with some of these scholarships. And so those in our community, like myself, I've heard about Bay Education for years. And sometimes we don't always get to see the good work they do and how it's applied. And this is one of those things that those dollars are able to go and make happen, right?
That's right. And so my first kid went to FSU Panama City, electrical engineering. My second kid just graduated University of Florida, had a free ride, systems engineering and industrial engineering. The third is going to Gulf Coast State College this September, and I'm so proud, first one in his family to go to college.
Can I sign up to be mentored by you? Man!
But I've had some great kids, and I'm looking forward to another.
So here's an overarching theme you're going to hear as kind of we walk through this conversation. We're talking about the most at-risk kids in Bay County, kids that if left to themselves, if nothing else is done, all the you're a statistics guy, right? As a cardiologist, you look at numbers and you want to give best odds. In fact, I've looked enough at your stuff. You're a problem solver. And what we're doing here is trying to help as a community solve some struggles that we have, make things more efficient, make things better. And in the process, the cool thing is this works, what we're describing. And so we're literally looking at kids that are at risk, and you're telling us stories. You've had how many now? Four?
Mm-hmm.
And three of those, did you say three or all four? Three of those have graduated college at this point?
Right.
That's incredible. And so I don't know what the odds were with the kids that before you got to them, but the odds are pretty stinking good on the backside of it as a result of having been mentored, which reflect what the research shows.
And it's five counting my son.
There you go. Well, I don't know who you're going to get matched up with, but I know that they should very much be excited. When we describe at risk, and you guys can nod or interject if need be, but basically those of us involved kind of in my world, the church world, and even in the community, you see the struggles, and the struggles tend to all, you're like, how do we fix this, right? How do we fix and help those that we see that need help? And one of the commonalities for every one of these school-age children, whether they come from a foster home, I mean, Brooke, you deal with Anchorage Children's Home, right? And yet you're a mentor because you know that these kids are in this one, I mean, the at-risk kids, they're all the result, or not the result of, but they're the ones that are most at need, they're kids from foster homes. They're kids that are homeless. They're kids who sometimes have one or both parents that were birth parents that are not there. I was talking with one of the mentor program leaders, Laura Devers, I believe it is, over at New Horizons, and she was telling me that they have an awful lot of grandparents that are raising kids. And so they're just in over their heads and they're looking for help. Well, what they all have in common is they're going to show up at school, or they need to show up at school. And so these are ways that we can make a real difference. The business community, if we're talking about the chamber, because they're the ones that are kind of putting this initiative on, their Better Way for a Brighter Bay initiative is basically asking business leaders in Bay County, community leaders, to get involved in the schools and to get involved in mentoring. And so they know that it matters. And so in light of that, one way is take stock in Bay County. Brooke, you are here. Now, we've talked about Anchorage Children's Home. People, and I want to tell them because I think it's fair. We're going to tell them, we're going to put the link on there to go back and look at Anchorage Children's Home because there's some cool things happening over there.
Yes.
And can I just brag? This is a good news show, right? Mm-hmm. So, Good News Bay, you guys are doing great in getting where you need to be able to build after the hurricane, the struggle. Mm-hmm. Y'all are building back even better. And so, the one place in town that homeless teenagers can go is Anchorage Children's Home, and we're building a place for them.
Yes.
And so you guys do that, mm-hmm. but you still mentor, and the mentoring you do is through New Horizons Learning Center. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Yes, it is. So I have been at Anchorage for many years, but for the past, this all started about 8 years ago. I went to a Gulf Power luncheon, and I sat next to Margaret Tidmore. And if anybody knows Miss Tidmore, you know that she doesn't take no for an answer. But she started the mentoring program at New Horizons.
Can we brag on Miss Tidmore for
yes,
a minute?
Yes, love Miss
Tidmore. I had never heard her story. I called over there today, and I started talking to the principal, Gordy. He and I went to mm-hmm. church together growing up. And I said, tell me about Miss Tidmore. Well, apparently, and then he ends up putting me, we talked for a bit, and I said, can you tell me for sure, does this program matter? I said, you're the principal. Can you see? He said, man, I see the difference. Mm-hmm. Well, long story short, apparently Miss Tidmore was a para for a whole bunch of years. She retired from being a para at like age 60. And then for the next 20-something years was over at New Horizons mm-hmm. in a mentoring program. Mm-hmm. So you got a senior adult woman who's an incredible person. Like, I've never met her.
Oh, goodness.
She finally retired from over there.
She did last year, yes.
But she's the one that started this program.
She did. So she and I had spent some time together at a luncheon, and we started talking about the mentoring program. Well, me having a history and a career at Anchorage Children's Home, I know the importance of mentoring young people, especially at that critical age, middle school, high school. That's when they really try to find themselves, what path they're going to go down, and make critical decisions for the next step in their life. So she got me involved with the New Horizons mentoring. I was matched with a mentee, a sweet young lady, she was in the eighth grade at the time, and luckily, and with a lot of hard work and a lot of prayer, she graduated just this year. So it's just been a really fascinating journey. The importance of spending that quality time with a young person, you know, administrators, teachers, guidance counselors, parents, they're tired. They have a certain role and a certain job that they need to do. But these young people, sometimes some of them slip through the cracks. They need that extra support system. They need that extra encouragement, that extra motivation, that extra sense of accountability even for them to stay focused and really think about their situation, not only that they're in right now, but think about the next step and that next level for them. So the opportunity that I've had to be able to be involved in that program has just been so beneficial, not only for the young lady, but for the staff too, I think, and also for me as a personal, on a personal level and a professional level, just seeing that transformation of where she was in the eighth grade and now her being an 18-year-old young woman and what the next step of her life is going to look like. So, and it's super simple to do. Everybody gets kind of,
we all get kind of
wrapped up in, I don't have time, and that sounds so great, but I don't know when I would do this, and I have this, that, and the other going on. We all are busy, but we can all make time for this. It's 30 minutes to an hour, maybe once a week, even twice, you know, or once every 2 weeks. It's sitting and chatting. It's playing a board game. It's shooting basketball outside.
Any of them that don't hear, like, I don't know about going in the classroom. One of their options is you can play basketball with them.
There's actually a mentoring room, so you're not disrupting class. Your mentee will come down with you sit in the room. There's games. There's opportunities to read together. Just, you can bring your own activity. There's just a lot of flexibility there. A lot of flexibility.
Well, one of the things that I read online is that they do that on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Mm-hmm. And I know that Gordy really loves having the mentors on campus. Now, one of the things is, if we're just being specific, when we talk about New Horizons, we're talking about a school. They've got like 120 students. In order to be at that school, they pretty much have been diagnosed with some sort of a developmental issue or disability. Sometimes it's anger issues. In fact, Laura Devers was telling me that many of these kids, they struggle with emotions. Like all the kids, just they struggle with anger. Mm-hmm. And we could talk as men for a second. Not that ladies don't have anger issues, because some do. Mm-hmm. But if a young man doesn't get his emotions in order, he's going to have problems. I mean, that's really going to be an issue.
Well, a lot of that too, the mentor can be that part of, you know, de-escalating the situation, or, you know, maybe they're, you know, not responding well to a guidance counselor, or not responding well to their teacher. And, you know, I've gotten several phone calls of, hey, you know, can you come in and just sit down and talk to her, maybe walk outside, get some fresh air. Just, you know, she wants to talk to you. She doesn't want to talk to anyone else. She wants to talk to you. And then just kind of process that, and then let them have that moment, so that they can, you know, regroup, and then let's think about what we're doing here, and then let's take it from there. So it really is an outlet, and it can be such a positive experience for not only the mentee but also the mentor.
I don't know if you all have experienced this. I mean, all of you are parents, grandparents to a new granddog, right? but also you've mentored your own son. You've got children in school currently now, Joe, senior like me, right? We got seniors in high school. You've got one that's graduated. You got another one that is doing great and is doing phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But here's the thing. Even though my children have two parents that are involved, I don't know if y'all have ever gotten frustrated having your children, like, they don't listen to a thing you say, but somebody else, a teacher or a Sunday school teacher or a youth minister, somebody says, well, this is how, and they come home just telling you, this is how it is, and it's like this, and you're like, I've been telling you that for the last 10 years. All of us want people in our children's lives that will echo good decision making, where to hold the fork, where the fork needs to be on the plate, what manners look like, how you should treat people. And so in the best of scenarios, we want to learn these things, right? And so literally what we're saying is that there's a group of kids that don't have that, and they want that. Another thing that I don't know if I should be interjecting this or not, but there's so many children right now. Like, when I was getting into this whole idea of mentoring a few years back, and I was a mentor, have been and will be with Elevate Bay in past years, and one of the things that compelled me was the very fact that some of these kids, if you gave them an option between sitting and having lunch with a guidance counselor as a prize for good behavior or getting something out of a goodie box, you know what they pick? Mm-hmm. They want to sit with somebody and have their attention. Because many of these kids don't have that, whether it's because they got two parents that are just working really, really hard, multiple jobs, or single parent home, or maybe they don't have a parent that's giving them they want an adult to talk to them. And what a beautiful thing for us to be able to help provide that in the way that you're describing. Now, you've been doing this 8 years, and you're getting ready to get a new one.
I am. This is going to be
Look at the excitement, y'all. Y'all see the excitement
excited.
Over
yes.
a new one?
Well, there's just been so much that's happened over these last few years, and I've gotten to stick with the same young lady and really just see life-changing life changes in her, you know, throughout her journey, and just to be a part of that. So I am excited to keep doing it because I know the importance of it, and it's really a very small investment on my part that can really have a huge return in the end. So it's very, very important.
This is way off script, but have y'all noticed when you go to do these mentoring opportunities, like for me, I've typically sat and had lunch with the person that I mentored, and so I was with them for 5 years, and so when it started, it was so refreshing. It's almost like a break, if you will, because you're trying to solve the world's problems, right? I mean, you've got this heavy stuff you're dealing with. Maybe you're trying to fix hearts or help people that are fixing big issues, right? You're trying to help get dollars and cents to work right, manage employees and all these things. And then you're sitting having lunch with a kid, and they want to talk about professional wrestling and who their favorite wrestler is, right? So you try to remember some of those pieces, and how's your big sister doing? And didn't you have a test last week? And all of a sudden, there's this innocence, right? They just don't know all about what's going on in the news or all this other stuff. And so as the mentor, did y'all find it's just kind of a mental break in a way?
I'm sure. And, you know, inconsistency is big for these kids, too. You don't have to talk about and solve the world's problems. Just show up, you know.
They want to know you're real and you care.
Yes, just spend some time with them. And then after 5-6 visits, they know that you're invested. They know that you really care about them. And that can mean all the difference in the world is the consistency.
Well, and any of the people that direct these programs will tell you that these kids have been let down a lot. And so it's important to, you know, if you make the commitment, to try to keep that commitment. And when you can't be there, let them know that, that you're not able to be there. So that's New Horizons.
Yes.
Big deal. Mm-hmm. Lots of at-risk kids in that program. They very much, those kids, I mean, I was even, again, asking Gordy, that they really do want mentors in their life.
It's very rewarding.
Joe, it's your turn, buddy.
Okay.
We're going to talk Elevate Bay. Elevate Bay is a mentoring program. First, just let me mention, you're wearing a shirt that says Trustmark. You're over the marketing side there, the president of marketing. Did I say that right?
The market here in Bay County.
The market. I said the right. I act like I
it's
don't know anything about banking.
It's real close.
Listen, you also are a part of the chamber, on the board of the chamber, all up in this initiative. You are were a mentor last year, going to follow your child again this year. Tell me a little bit about what your mentoring experience has been like so far.
Okay. I mentor with Elevate Bay, like you were talking about, and all three programs are such good programs, and they've all got their little uniqueness. But looking at it through the chamber's eyes, like you said, there's over here you've got all these students that have been identified by the schools that need mentors, and you have only a limited amount of mentors. So the chamber jumped in and said, how can we on the ground floor help the community and get those mentors so there's no kids with a waiting list, which has been great. So I got into the Elevate Bay, which is a real easy program to get into. You have to go through an hour course with Stacy Legg, who's the director there.
Yes, sir.
And you have to commit to 2 sessions, 30-minute sessions a month. And I do a lunch buddy, because there's a couple ways you can volunteer with Elevate Bay. You can be a lunch buddy, which is when you just go and have lunch with the kid, and you can be a one-on-one mentor where you help with some homework or something, or you can do a classroom, and you can have a whole class. So mine evolved from a one-on-one into a lunch buddy. And like you're saying, I got in, didn't really understand what I was getting into, and I'm new at it, so you hear people talking about they've been doing it for years, and having 3 or 4 people graduate college, that's incredible. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's inspiration to everybody. But getting involved and getting in the schools, it all opens up to you. And you see really what it's about. Because I think the Chamber Initiative is great, trying to get people to get in these one-on-one mentorships. But I go in for 30 minutes, and first you go in, and like you said, there's not much trust there because there's been a lot of issues with these at-risk kids. Over time, they open up to you. You get to develop those conversations with you. They're impressed when you remember what y'all talked about at the last session. And it's amazing, like Dr. Cook said, to be able to influence these kids in a positive way. And like Brooke's saying, it's really incredible getting into the school, seeing what they have to deal with every day. And like you said, you get so caught up in your day-to-day work. Mm-hmm. When you start talking to these kids one-on-one and they start opening up to you about a tug of war and how important it is, it's really, it's an unreal experience to see what struggles people have to go through. And we're all called to help people in those situations. And so I'm excited to hear stories like these two, where they've been doing it for a long time, and see the opportunities that everybody has to do this.
I think it's great. You know, as a pastor, one of the things that when I look at the kind of things we're talking about, you're really talking about people that are most at risk, and you're talking about sometimes orphans, you're talking about the poor, you're talking about people that Jesus has called us to help, right? Not everybody that's listening to this is a Christian, but everybody that is listening to it as a Christian, I think, should recognize that the idea of helping somebody that really has nothing to offer you. I mean, they do, because you're being blessed by it, but it's counterintuitive to what we often think. Now, if we're going to achieve our goals, how is this transactional? Like, if I'm going to do this, what's the benefit for me? Well, it's going to benefit the community. Mm-hmm. But the fact of the matter is that it matters that we love one another and we help people just because it's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. And it's the next level, right, of actually loving. It's I think it's what true love is supposed to be, like how we're to love a neighbor. So it's the right thing, and there are bunches. I think there's scads. I don't know if I'm supposed to. Well, it's my show. I guess I can say this. I'm a pastor, right? We should love others in our community. I think most people would say they want to be in a community, whether they're a Christian or not. They want to be in a community where people love other people and help people along. And as a community, we are that kind of community. I think our struggle is sometimes, how do I identify a person that's really in need? And literally what we're saying here is that we've got a group of kids that have filled out an application saying, help, I really want and I'm willing to do the work. I want to be a part of Take Stock in Children. Or where you've got principals and administrators and sometimes parents that have said, can I get help with my child or grandparents? Would somebody help? And so this is a place that there's a need. I can tell you this, of the people that are listening and the people that are watching, there's a fair amount of folks that are new to Bay County that are saying, I want to help, but I don't know how to help. How do I find a group that I can invest myself in? We've got some probably that we've gotten past the hurricane, we've gotten past the pandemic, and they're wanting to engage in some way that's meaningful. Maybe it's a senior adult and they're like, you know, I have too much quiet time and I'd really like to interact with somebody. This is a meaningful way to do it. And so I think that matters a lot. So let me talk with you, Joe, a little bit, because when we're talking about Elevate Bay, you did a good job, by the way, giving us all three of those options. So the Lunch Buddy is one. I'm a guy and I like to. It's easier for me to create the conversation, right? Because the scary part for some is like if I bring them lunch, I actually have to carry the conversation on. Well, number one, you're gonna figure out what they try. Like I always tried to figure out what mine had never had before, you know. And so if he hadn't had Whataburger, let's do Whataburger. Have you ever had the Dr. Pepper shake? No. Well, let's try one of those. Have you ever had? He had never had Olive Garden. I literally went and got him Olive Garden one day just so he could have it, right? Because it was something he wouldn't have experienced. For other people that don't like to talk as much, they're like, I'd rather be in the classroom environment so that the teacher's up there doing their thing and I'm teaching them math. Don't make me talk and carry a conversation on. Let me teach them how to do math. Well, those are options. I know we're talking individual kind of stuff, but from time to time I see people that say, I'd really love to, but sometimes I have to be called away for a meeting and I don't want to commit and then not be able to be there. And I think that's where when we look at the business community, we look at how can we, as a team perhaps, whether it's a banking team, a real estate team, how can we commit as a group that on a certain day of the week we're going to be there? And maybe if the teacher needs help or there's certain days that are special, you know, we can even do more than that. And so we've seen some jump in that way. And I know Stacy would love to talk about all those options with anybody that would want to ask that question. Would you say, and I'm begging the question, but would you say that Elevate Bay, if you're looking for a simple way to do something that's close to where you work, is an easy way to get involved?
Very easy. In fact, well, we got schools all over Bay County.
We do.
And we have kids that need mentors all over Bay County.
Yep.
So they can actually structure it. We have several people with us that volunteer at different schools because we have branches around the county.
Yep.
So they can pick schools that are close to your branches, which are convenient. That's real good for businesses too. And the way Stacy is set up in a lot of the mentoring programs, they allow people or businesses to come in as a business, and you may want to adopt a school, adopt a class, adopt a specific teacher that you can help during the year. So there's ways that you can get involved, and everybody's got a different comfort level. Some people like the one-on-one, like you said. Some
Yes.
people like the class. Some people don't know how to act as a mentor. They're just not comfortable with that. But they can go in as a group and help the entire class. They can do all different kind of things to help the class. And that's Elevate Bay is very convenient on that because they can pick schools near your business. And then it's not a, hey, I've got to drive to the west end of the beach and spend 2 hours on the road to mentor
right.
for an hour. And that's very convenient. And it's very convenient for the businesses.
Well, and the really neat thing about it regionally and location-wise, like I can tell you, I know that at Bozeman, they have a bunch of kids that really need that. I know Christy West up there is one of the administrators. She's got there's a lot of kids up there that would love to have somebody invest in their life. They're getting jobs. They're trying to figure out how do they do life. They don't have the support network to do that. But then also, You take a Bay High or you take a Rutherford. These are also locations that have lots of kids that have very similar issues, right? We're learning also, it's not like I'm mentioning this, it doesn't matter what part of town we're talking about. So whether it's West Bay or it's Hutchinson Beach or you're talking more about Tyndall, can I shout out to them? Everybody wants to, we can say nice things about the military, right? I learned today as I was talking to, this may be true, take stock in children. I don't know about it so much yet, but there's a lot of military support with Elevate Bay and with New Horizons. And I want to give kudos to whoever the leaders are in that program. Our airmen and women are stepping up and saying, how can we help? And so in the last year or so, they've seen a lot of support that way. But it matters. Like, can I ask you, Dr. Cook, if as we try to, and I think it's important to note, like, it's the right thing to do for all of these kids, but if people are wanting to move to a community, it matters that we have a solid educational support happening. And so if we're trying to up our game, if you will, on the healthcare side, and we want Dr. Whoever to come, he's going to ask that question, right? And so that is helpful, isn't it?
Of course, the mentoring is when a doctor decides to come to our community, what he's going to ask is about the educational system.
Yes.
And the healthcare system.
Right.
And those are the two biggies.
And the same is going to be true whether we're talking about military or we're talking about attorneys or we're talking about any other business or company. We had a podcast with Becca Harden, and we were talking with her about internationally seeking to bring companies in. And it's a legitimate question because we all as parents, we're going to ask that. I mean, we've asked those questions about the education our kids get. And so literally, and it's not about, you know, it's the right thing to do to love the kids, but I think it's worth saying that as a community, because I know all of you, we love our community. Well, don't we love Bay County? This is really not. It's my big, yes, we love Bay County. Well, in order for us to be who we want to be and continue to be better, we've got to contribute to that. And one of the results is we're going to continue to be a place that people want to move to. New Horizons. I got some random stuff here before we close this out. When I was talking to Laura, she mentioned a student that last year, because you've mentioned all these that you, in Take Stock and Bay, I mean, you're watching kids that you've mentored now go get into college, get them get jobs and get after it, which is great. New Horizons student, obviously was diagnosed with some struggle, or they wouldn't have been, the odds weren't there. They graduated high school, had a mentor, said, my mentor helped me graduate high school. This was last year. And now they're going to Gulf Coast to become an English teacher. Mm-hmm. This is what we're after. We want at-risk kids to become a meaningful, positive part of our community, and to be so because we helped them, we cared and invested. Isn't this how we get our next workforce?
Yes.
And so I think it's incredible that we're trying to take that which is a struggle for some of these kids and help them get to the place where they can become a part of the workforce of tomorrow.
And I don't think we have to overthink it, too. I think we just need to be there for these kids and just lend them that support and encouragement that they need. And
it's, just do the right thing?
We just need to just do it. It's not, doesn't have to turn into something hard. It's very simple and can be very, very meaningful in the long run.
You know, I love the fact that this kind of I'm going to use the term ministry, but it's really serving others is what it is. That's what the Lord, there's a Greek word that we get minister or ministry from, and it means to serve. Mm-hmm. Actually, the word deacon means to serve, is diakonos. This is service, and it feels a little heavy because it's one-on-one. It's outside the four walls of the church. It's me personally saying I want to go be a part of something bigger than me. Mm-hmm. I have to tell you that I'm excited about the chamber's emphasis in doing this. I think it's exciting. I think you guys have been very gracious to come on here and give us an opportunity to be able to talk about these programs. Every one of them are fine programs. We're going to see an impact down the road. I know there's some other things that the Chamber is actively pursuing and talking about to continue to help in education, and we'll look forward to hearing more about that real soon. In the meantime, there should be tons of information in the links that people can go to so that they can help educate and mentor the next college students in the days ahead. thank all of you for being here. I appreciate you very much for it. And listen, this concludes our Good News Bay podcast, where we are making Bay County brighter one conversation at a time. Thank you so much for joining us for the Good News Bay podcast, where we are making Bay County brighter one conversation at a time. Please help us share this good news and change the conversation by liking, sharing, and subscribing to the podcast.